start in a different way this morning. I want to begin with a physical challenge for you. And don't worry, I'm not going to make you run around the sanctuary. No, even if we need it. So, could everyone please clench your fist? Clench it as tightly as you possible can. Hold it for 10 seconds. Feel the white of your knuckles. Feel the strain in your forearm. I am so glad that I don't have long fingernails. Will be harder. So. When your fist is clenched, you might feel secure. You are protecting what is yours. You are holding on tight. But notice two things. Your arm is tense, and your hand is utterly unable to receive anything new. My brother, my sister, a closed hand is a sign of a closed life. In the first reading, God warns his people against the hard heart and the tight-fisted hand. While people may call this prudence or responsibility when we faced with someone in need, God considers it a mean thought. Here, Moses points out that the Hebrew word for poor often means someone who has been pushed down, highlighting that poverty is about more than just money. It is also about lacking power. God warns people not to withhold help simply because the year of release or jubilee is approaching. Sometimes we disguise our selfishness as being practical, saying we don't want to risk our investments. However, God asks for more than just a symbolic gesture. He calls us to have an open and generous attitude. Generosity is our spiritual thermometer. It tells us exactly how much we trust God's provision versus our own control. In our second reading, James brings this command into the pews of the local church. He warns that it is easy to remember the poor in theory while ignoring them in practice. James paints a familiar picture, giving the front seat to a rich guest and making the poor person sit on the floor. By acting this way, we become judges with evil thoughts. My siblings in Christ, true service, it's not a transaction. We do not help people because of what they can do for us in return. True service recognizes the imago Dei, the image of God, equally in every person, regardless of their zip code or their clothing. As James reminds us, to love your neighbor as yourself is the royal law. Anything less, it's a clenched fist. When Jesus stood up in the synagogue, in today's gospel, he didn't come with a clenched fist to protect his divinity. He came with open arms to give his life. By quoting Isaiah, Jesus defines his entire mission. And I don't know if you notice, but the first group he mentions in this second reading was the poor. He speaks of release, recovery, and liberty. This is holistic salvation. It is spiritual, emotional, and physical. If we are the body of Christ, we must do what the head of the body did. To follow Jesus is to be anointed for the service of the marginalized. My friends, when Jesus stood up that day, he told us exactly where to find him. If you want to find Jesus today, do not look for him only in places of power or prestige. You will find him where the need is greatest. Let me share with you a story of a woman known for her immense generosity. When asked how she could give so much and never seem to run out, she smiled and said the following: "It's simple. I shovel out, and God shovel in, and God has the bigger shovel." But then she added something profound. She said, "The problem is many people try to build a reservoir to hold God's blessings. They want to keep it safe, but a reservoir eventually becomes stagnant." I decided long ago to be a pipe. A pipe doesn't worry about how much water is passing through it. It only worries about staying clear. When we clench our fists, we become a cup on the pipe. When we open our hands, we are not losing our resources. We are finally allowing the living water of Christ to flow through us to a thirsty world. My beloved siblings in Christ, to turn this message of grace into a daily movement, I challenge you to make 3 shifts this week. If you want to move from a closed life to a Christ-like life, remember these 3 P's. Can you do that? I think so, with God's help. First, shift from pity to partnership. Don't look down on the person in need. Look at them. Recognize the imago Dei in your neighbor. They are not a project to be fixed. They are a partner to be loved. Second, shift from possession to provision. Stop asking how much of my money should I give, and start asking how much of God's money should I keep. Move from the fear of losing what is yours to the joy of releasing what God has provided. And finally, shift from practicality to presence. We often use being practical as an excuse to stay distant. This week, choose to be present. You won't find Jesus in your spreadsheets or your safety nets. You will find him in the places of greatest need. When we walk out of this church today, we are not simply returning to our ordinary routines. We are stepping into the year of the Lord's favor, holding tightly to your time, comfort, and status may keep you secure, but it will leave you unfulfilled. Before we pray, I want to ask you to do one last thing. Look at your hands, as they can speak the many hours they cook, they fix, they plant, they help, they clean. Look at your hands. If you're holding a bulletin or a phone or something, put aside. Look at your hands. Place your hands in your lap. Can you do that? Palms up. Open wide. Notice the difference? There is no tension here. There is not white knuckle fear. There is not posture of a life that is ready to receive from God. There is the posture of a life that is ready to receive from God and ready to release to the world. Jesus told us exactly where he would be. He is in the break room with the person everyone ignores. He is on the street corner with the one we have been taught to fear. He is in the hospital room of the lonely. Don't just remember the poor today. Go and meet your king, because when you open your hand to your neighbor, you finally give God the space to fill your own heart with the true riches of his grace. Let us pray for soft hearts and wide open hands. And the people of God say, amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you that your hands are never clenched against us, but are always open in grace. We confess that we often live like reservoirs, trying to hold on to what was always meant to flow through us. This week, help us make the shift. Move us from pity to partnership, from possession to provision, and from practicality to your holy presence. As we go out with open hands, help us to find your face in the faces of those in need. May we be the pipes that carry your living water to a thirsty world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stand.